Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother,
that music means my marriage matters time. I think it's a perfect theme song for you guys, really.
Yeah, it's great. Sweet.
A little
Thank
bit
you.
Of Frank Sinatra and a little bit of marriage. I love it. Well, welcome back. Yep, Dad loves it too. I mean, we got our Italian roots here. I like to have something called Frankie Friday. Uh-huh. I put my record player out and listen to Frankie while I'm cooking.
Doesn't get any better than that.
I mean, really. Anyway, every day should have a theme, like Mondays is My Marriage Matters.
There you go.
There you have it. So today you guys want to talk a bit about how you can have a closer and better marriage when both are busy traveling, and how to be in charge when you're rotating for the kids. So, right. I don't know, Dad, do you want to start this week?
Well, sure. I think we should just kind of play off what we talked about last week, and that was, you know, it's really important to have a routine. I mean, where there's a routine, there's order, and where there's order, there's usually peace of mind. Very little surprise when last-minute changes occur. And when it comes to the parenting piece here, I mean, consistency of parenting is critical. For example, I mean, if you behave one way when the other parent is present, and then you tend to behave differently when the other parent's gone, I mean, the children will figure that one out real quick, and they'll begin to play one parent against the other parent. And I have to admit on radio here that I was probably the one that would be more inclined to be more lax when it came to this aspect of parenting, because I would like to play the video games with the kids, and I'd like to play ballerina with the kids, and we have a great time doing that. But before Mom came home, we would have this mad rush to clean everything up, put the clothes away, put the food away that was been sitting out for an hour or so, and then get things nice and orderly. But as a rule,
Dad's in charge, you get pizza.
That's right.
Pizza and brownies and pop.
Right. Absolutely. But, you know, we all need to know the end game. And that includes Mom and Dad, children, babysitters, grandparents, and everybody else. I mean, life is tough enough without making a habit of making last minute changes. So having a schedule, having a family calendar that everyone's exposed to is a really good thing to do as a rule.
Yeah, that totally makes sense to me.
Well, you know, one of the things I recognize, too, is I happen to see this with when someone is a caregiver of a child, when the parents go to work. So what I've seen happen is the caregiver has some really good rules, and the kids follow those rules because they know at that place this is how they have to act. So if you kind of translate that into when the parents travel, not just go to work, you know, everybody has to sort of be on the same page, whether it's the caregiver, a grandparent, parents. And what I have seen happen is when someone's taking care of a child, as soon as those parents walk in, the kid defaults to what happens at home with the parents. Mm-hmm. And so no matter how much a caregiver has control and everything's like maybe orderly and everything, we have to recognize that that child knows what goes on in each home. And so if you want this in your own home, if you really want to have order, and especially if you're traveling, because travel takes a lot of work on both ends, planning for a trip as well as getting back for a trip. So if in a marriage, a husband and wife are both traveling, I really think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't have a routine, and that the husband and the wife and the caregiver, whoever that is, that everybody recognizes kind of what the schedule is, what is the disciplinary actions, which we can talk about in a few minutes, but sort of like you would plan a budget, you know, have a plan and know how you're budgeting your day, your time. And if you want to put it on a Google Calendar so that everybody's on the same page, you can sync everything together. Or if you want one of those big, huge calendars with the big squares on it so you can visually see it and everybody can look at that, then you need to do that. That's just the sort of the practical part of it.
All right. Good.
Yeah. And so then beyond that, you guys wrote here that family meetings is important. I don't ever remember having a family meeting unless they happened and I did not know.
Well, I think because we made them very informal. You know,
you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, you were playing in the corner singing and fiddling around. But really, how we did family meetings really was just at dinner. We wouldn't make them long. This was not like, you know, what is it, Robert's Rules of Order? Is that the right?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
They weren't like that, you know. They were just very much.
I don't know what that is.
Well, Orderly.
Okay. Okay. Parliamentary procedure.
Yes, oh, okay. Parliamentary procedure.
Right. Thanks.
So, you know, it's we didn't do it like that. We just kind of went around the table, made sure everybody was on the same page, knew what the week was going to be like, who got where. And I think that's important because then everybody's a part of the same page. And it's a time where you can talk about school. You can talk about where everybody's going. You can talk about issues. I remember talking about certain things going on in the family, not necessarily just our family, but extended family. And sometimes we would talk about hard things. I do remember one time somebody in the family having a question about someone we knew going through a divorce. So as much as little ears could understand, mm-hmm. we could share. But for this purpose, in terms of this couple's travel, the reason these meetings are important is that everybody gets to know what everyone's doing and gets to be a part of that group of being a family.
Mm-hmm. Dad, do you have any follow-up on that?
Well, you know, one way that we can really frame this discussion is to recognize that we are to be good managers of our children. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to be a good manager, I need to be on site for my children. And that's my responsibility as a parent, as a father. I mean, one of my main responsibilities as a dad is to manage my family well. Mm-hmm. And of course, we manage best in the context of a loving, caring, nurturing, growing, thriving, flourishing relationship with everybody in the family. And clearly, one of the best ways to effectively manage our family and keep our children under control is to spend time with them. You know, listen to their hearts and listen to their dreams, give age-appropriate counsel when needed. But the bottom line is that we just need to spend time with our children. Even though we might have a busy traveling schedule, we still need to spend time with them and understand that quality time happens in the midst of quantity of time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough to schedule quality time with your children. That is only going to happen as we spend time with our children.
Yeah.
That's where quality time is found.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I do think that when it comes to a couple traveling a lot, I could see how it would be difficult to create that time because I bet they're very tired after
sure.
traveling a lot. And then also how to discipline and then follow through because it's hard. It's hard
sure.
to discipline
yeah.
and then let alone when you're not there all the time.
Sure. And that's why I think it's important for a couple as well as the caregiver to be on the same page. And, you know, maybe if there's going to be something where you do something out of the ordinary, like extra video game time or, mm-hmm. you know, those kinds of things, whatever they are in your family, make sure that you're all on the same page, understanding that if you want to have a little flexibility here, here's when we do it. So that it's not like, you know, dad's the good guy, mom's the bad guy, or the caregiver's, you know, the bad guy. I think it's important that the children know what is going on and what the rules are. And I would say this too, you know, this is a hard decision for some people because if their job requires that they travel, then that's going to be part of what they do. But I guess if it were in my family personally, I would ask myself the question, you know, do I have to do this? If I notice that my family is slipping away, if I notice that things aren't the way that I'm hoping or desiring them to be, then I might have to take a look at what I'm doing in my job mm-hmm. and my husband too. Because
right.
you know what? You get one shot at a family.
Yeah.
This is not, you can go back and repeat it and see how it goes the second time around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. One thing I would do, and Kathleen, you probably remember this, is that after we traveled for a little bit or before we went to travel, usually after we traveled, I would take you guys out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we would go to McDonald's or Burger King or something like that. And it would just be you and me and McDonald's. And we would just have fun. Just tell me what's going on and tell me what happened and how are things going and all those things. It was just a great opportunity for me to engage with you and to for you to engage with Dad.
Yeah.
And so I really thought those are some of my fondest moments was mm-hmm. to spend time with you guys going on dates mm-hmm. with you.
And I do even remember going out on those dates with Dad and just him asking, do you feel like we're not home enough? Or how do you feel about this? And just keeping that communication open. And typically it was fine because we were still hanging out. Mm-hmm. You know, there was still intentional time being made there. So I thought that was good that the lines of communication were open. And I know that changes with age. I had to have been probably 11. So I could have a conversation where I said, I feel fine about it. If I was 3, it's kind of harder, you know, to have that kind of conversation.
But when you lay that foundation and you begin to have the knowledge and the relationship and it's all working together, then your child begins to understand that. And there's that trust factor. But I think, you know, really the bottom line is, what is the relationship going on? If your kids are drifting and they don't want to be around you, you know, part of that's what happens when they're 12, 13, 14 years old. They're, you know, you're not going to be hanging around a lot.
Yeah.
But there is a relationship that should be developing, and even in those ages. So if you notice that there's that issue, then I think something has to change. Mm-hmm. And we can't tell you what that needs to be, but I think it's good to just take note of it and then begin to ask, what should we be doing? And that's maybe the conversation for the husband and wife, and then maybe to include the children at some point. And actually, on our website, I have at cindyfarini.com or joefarini.com, I have a list of questions. It's called Balancing the Active Life Questions. And this is just a bunch of two pages. You can download it if you want, share it with others. But it just kind of goes through just questions to ask yourself, ask your spouse, ask your children before you take on a new responsibility or even in your travels. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give you an answer. It just gives you some things to think about.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
If I can add one more thing. Can I add one more thing?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, yeah. You know, for me personally, I think it's one of the disciplines I'm so thankful for that God continually convicts me of, is that in the midst of the craziness of life, and everyone has a busy life. I mean, let's face it, everybody has a little stress and so on. But you know what? The end game ultimately is, what kind of memories will your children have of you? Mm-hmm. What kind of legacy are you going to leave for not just your children, but for your children's children? And so that has always been in the back of my mind, that although I may be busy and have a busy schedule and a busy lifestyle, the end game is that, what kind of legacy am I going to leave that will impact future generations for Christ?
Mm-hmm.
And if that is something that you can continue to discipline yourself, or begin to discipline yourself to think in those terms, then I think you're going to find that managing your schedules and keeping order in your life and routines in your life, that becomes second nature to you, because your ultimate goal is that you want to see this legacy that's going to go on for future generations become a reality.
So, wonderful.
My thought.
Well, thanks so much, Joe and Cindy Farini. If you want to connect with them, go to joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, or simply come to Brian and I, and we'd be happy to help you get connected. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.